Warriors Cavaliers Game 3, a real battle of wills and a contest full of rough and tumble action. And the Warriors, with a gutsy effort and a comeback victory, making this series 3-0 heading into Friday's Game 4. And Kevin Durant, just awesome down the stretch. KD would finish the night with a team-high 31 points. Stephen Curry bringing all kinds of energy and heads-up play to this win. 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Klay Thompson fueling the attack for much of the night, finishing with 30 points and 6 trays as the Warriors win it 118-113 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
Overall, it was just an incredibly tough, resilient performance. It wasn't our smartest game that we've played all year, but it was maybe our toughest in terms of our ability to just hang in there. And, you know, nothing was really going our way, but we were still there, and we just had to kind of stay with it. And I thought our guys did a really good job of that.
Kenny here on the right.
Steve, Kenny wrote at WHBC. Defensively, did you do anything different? They were up 113-107 with about 3 minutes to go. Did you change anything defensively down the stretch?
We didn't change anything. We discussed, you know, making some changes in timeouts, but we didn't want to change anything. You know, we just felt like, you know, the way they play, you know, Kyrie and LeBron had it going the whole game, but that's pretty taxing to go one-on-one the whole game, and both those guys were amazing, 38 and 39. But that takes a lot out of you, and we just kept telling the guys they're going to get tired. You know, stay in front of them. You know, force them into outside shots if you can. Fatigue will play a role, and I think when you get, you know, guys playing 45, 44 minutes, basically attacking one-on-one the whole game, it's, you know, you hope eventually it's going to take its toll. I wasn't sure if after a while they just were going nuts, but I think we just stayed with it, and our defense finally kicked in.
Thanks. Second row on the left.
Simone Sandri, Gazzetta dello Sport. Can you talk about rebounding, which should have been an advantage for the Cavs, and today actually you out-rebound by 7,
yeah.
And Curry actually out-rebound both Christian Thompson and actually out-rebound Smith and Irving combined.
It's been a big factor for us. Zaza's done a really good job putting a body onto Tristan. You know, Love, I thought, changed the game midway through the third quarter when he got like 3 straight offensive boards. But wrapped around that was a really good job by us on the glass for most of the night.
Ron, right here.
Ron Karczyk from the San Francisco Chronicle. Steve, can you sort of describe Kevin's demeanor in the fourth quarter? I mean, he went a little quiet for a while, and it seemed like he just took over there in the last minute and a half.
He took over. You can tell he knows this is his moment. You know, he's been an amazing player in this league for a long time, and I think he's you know, he senses this is his time, his moment, his team. And when I say his team, I mean, you know, it's not literally just his team. It's you know, we've got a group around him that can help him and create space for him with the shooting and the playmaking. And I think he's having the time of his life out there.
In the center.
Steve, Bill Bender, Sporting News. You guys knocked down 60% of your threes in the first half, about 50% for the game. Just what were your thoughts on your ability to knock down those shots at the right time?
It was huge early in the game because we knew Cleveland was going to bring that force. We knew the crowd was going to be into it. KD and Clay hit early threes. Steph hit a couple. I thought the three-point shooting was critical just to keep our head above water while we were trying to get some traction in the game.
Hi, Coach. Aaron Atete from the Philippines. You guys kept your composure all throughout that fourth quarter and even pretty much throughout the game. Do you attribute that to what happened last year, that you guys definitely learned this time around that you were not going to give up at any point in this game?
I think I said before the game, I think we're a better team, partly because, you know, obvious reasons, we have Kevin Durant on our team. But I think we're better from our experiences. You know, you win a championship, then you lose one in heartbreaking fashion. You've pretty much seen everything at that point. And so you get down in the fourth quarter. It's a 5-point game with 6 minutes left. You don't say, oh, man, we're down. You just say there's a ton of time left and let's execute. And I thought our guys did a good job at hanging in there.
Thanks, Coach.
Standing on the left side.
Steve, Jimmy Durkin, Bay Area News Group. You talked about Kyrie and his night, but that third quarter, you know, what were you thinking kind of just watching him being able to just attack so much and finish the way he was?
Didn't surprise me. I mean, this guy's one of the best players in the league for a reason. He's probably the best finishing guard in the league. And we knew at home he was going to play better. He didn't have his best games in Oakland, and we just felt like we just had to do our best that we could on him, but it didn't surprise me at all the kind of night he had. That's who he is.
Last three questions here, and then two in the middle.
Coach, Yoav Dubinsky, Kalkalist, Israel. Anything specific that you took from Game 3 last year? Because you came in kind of a similar situation after winning the first two games at home in a nice fashion, and then last year you got blown out here.
Just the circumstance, you know, not so much anything strategic, but more circumstances. You know, you're up 2-0. It doesn't mean that much. You have to win on the road to really seize control of the series. And last year's game, we got blown out. So we were more ready emotionally. And as I said, we're a better team, obviously, with Kevin. We've got a way to attack. What I remember from that game last year is their defense pushed us out to half court. They were grabbing and you know, really being physical on our shooters. Well, it's a little easier to attack that when you've got Kevin Durant, obviously.
Thanks.
Last question in the middle.
Coach Spencer Davies, Basketball Insiders. Was there a sense with the team in that last stretch where you just saw that the Cavs couldn't exactly capitalize on someone, they got them stops, and then you guys got some second chance opportunities too? And really just kept kind of swinging.
Again, the only thing I saw was that, I thought fatigue was an issue because the game was so hard fought. I think Kyrie and LeBron both played the entire second half. Maybe they got a few seconds rest. And that's a hard thing to do. And it's kind of what I think makes our team who we are, is we've got a lot of guys who can play off the ball and make plays and take some pressure off of each other. And I thought that was a factor, you know, down the stretch. KD, it looked fresh. Clay was all over Kyrie. I just felt like, we just stayed with it, and eventually our defense kicked in.
Here's what Klay Thompson had to say in the postgame.
Klay, that last possession, you're guarding Kyrie on the perimeter. He'd obviously been going off the entire second half. What were you planning to do? What were you trying to do defensively on that possession?
Trying to make him get off the three-point line and make him finish over the top of me, whether it's at the rim or in the mid-range. I think I play a great length, and you know, Kyrie's been hot all night, and I think I just did a good job of not, you know, falling for any of his moves because he's real shifty. And just staying in front of him, and luckily he missed the shot.
Back right.
Klay, Dan Devine, Yahoo Sports. You came out really aggressively in the first quarter. Was it a point of emphasis to try to, you know, get yourself going offensively in the early going to try to meet the force that Steve Kerr was talking about the Cavs coming with?
I think it wasn't just myself, it was everybody. Just played with great aggressiveness, played at great pace, poise. I mean, we didn't play with that good of poise the whole game. We had 18 turnovers, probably made a lot closer than we needed to. So we got to make the adjustment Friday and maybe make that 9-10 turnovers instead and put ourselves in a better position. But it was a point of emphasis for us just to get up and down, make them play at our pace, and get this thing going in transition.
Kenny, standing on the right.
Klay, Kenny Rota, WHBC. The final 3 minutes, you're down 113-107. You're down 6 points. What changed? Was there something that was said in the huddle? What happened to allow you guys to go on an 11-0 run to win the game?
Not turning the ball over. And we obviously have, you know, two of the best shot makers in the world, and Steph and KD. And those guys did a great job willing us back into it. And our defense, I think our defense was really sound. We didn't let them get really open looks from three that they were the whole game, and trying to make them beat us one-on-one, which they were. But over 48 minutes, I think we can live with someone beating us one-on-one.
Did Kevin say something in the huddle? I mean, he just had that determined look tonight, especially down the stretch. Did he speak up or say, give me the ball, or did he just take over?
No, we know in that situation to get that man the rock. He is 7 foot and can shoot over almost anybody and has amazing shooting touch. And he made a dagger three, or not a dagger, but a huge three there. And we're confident in him taking that shot every time.
Rachel up front.
Coach Kerr was saying that he just kept telling you guys they're going to get tired. They're going to get tired. When did you feel, especially Kyrie and LeBron, start to get tired?
Probably not to the last few minutes. I mean, those guys had to do so much for them, and they were doing it tonight. And they got better contributions from their bench, but I think we have an advantage in our depth. They don't have as much depth as we do, but those guys can win you a game, and you almost saw it tonight, LeBron and Kyrie. So if we have the same result Friday, those guys both, you know, have a great games, but we got to limit their other guys to not having big games. And didn't seem like they got tired, but they might not show, but it's hard to do that for 48 minutes.
When you've only now got a one-day turnaround between games instead of the 3 or 4 days, how do you expect that to impact, again, like sort of the exhaustion level, the way guys play?
I think we'll all be fine. I mean, this is the most minutes I think we played all year between me, Steph, and Kev, and Coach Kerr has done a great job managing our minutes, and we know what's at stake, and that's an NBA title. So we won't be tired because we got adrenaline on our side, and we got to act like this is a do-or-die situation. We don't want to go back to the band win it. We want to finish it here and forget this game quickly and lock in from, I mean, tomorrow morning and get ready for, you know, a battle on Friday.
Yeah, throw it back in the center.
Clay, Spencer Davies, Basketball Insiders. I was just wondering, you know, got a couple of open floor dunks, got a lot of those threes to fall.
I haven't seen that in a while.
Just like that in game two. Was this the most comfortable you felt offensively here in the finals?
I mean, you could say that because I was getting great looks. I was being patient. And whenever you make your first couple, you feel good. And to me, you know, I got a couple of looks at the early the basket, got a couple open threes, and that always helps. You know, I'm going to carry this momentum into Friday.
Were you getting encouragement from your teammates, especially for how much effort you've been putting in on the defensive end to actually just come out and get those buckets?
Yeah, absolutely. We got a very unselfish team who just wants to win. They don't care who gets the stats or the accolades. And tonight, you know, when they know I'm hot, it gets them excited. And got to come out with the same, you know, competitiveness and drive on Friday, and I'll be good.
Al, go ahead.
Al Sarasovic, San Francisco Chronicle. Things got pretty testy in the second quarter. Can you talk a little bit about both Steph and Draymond kind of got into it with people. Were you concerned at all that the team would lose its composure or any memories of last year's finals?
No, we've learned from last year, and Draymond's gotten better from it. And Steph's really competitive, and it's the finals. Both teams want to win so badly. We know what's at stake, so emotions might get the best of you at times. And it's not the worst thing in the world. Get your team fired up. And it locks you back in to be competitive and, you know, not give your opponent an inch. So we're not going to lose our heads. We know what's at stake, and we're going to come out Friday and play with some great poise.